We're joined by Cleveland Guardians outfielder George Valera as he and the Guards get ready for the 2023 season. George, we can start with this, and I'm not sure how much you want to expand on it, if at all, but how's the hand feeling after surgery in December? From the Twitter videos, it looks like you're swinging the stick well already down there in Arizona, but just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I'm a lot better. Just having great people around me that take care of me, staff, training staff, they've been great. My hand's been feeling a lot better, so I'm excited.
Good, good. Now, I know you went from Akron to Columbus last year, and I do some part-time work with the Rubber Ducks, so I got to see a lot of you down there in Akron. And you were a part of some very high-level games there, obviously the AA Championship in 2021. Does that give you kind of a small taste of what success could be like at the big league level, and does that kind of create more of a hunger to get that at the MLB level?
Well, I actually do believe that. We have a really good team here. We all want to win a championship. That's what we usually talk about here in the clubhouse. And it's a culture thing here for the Guardians. I feel like we all want to win a championship at the big league level and the minor league levels, you know. So I think that that experience that I got in 2021 is something that I'm looking forward to this 2023 in the Guardians for a championship this year.
Now, there's other guys that have been a part of that Rubber Ducks team that are kind of moving through the ranks with you. Does that help kind of ease that transition from one level to the next, having some guys in that clubhouse that you're already a little bit familiar with?
Yeah, it definitely does. We kind of all know each other. We've been all coming up together. You know, guys that I played with last year, I think like 13 or 15 of them got called up to the big league. So it's a lot easier, you know, to just be yourself and be who you are because you already know these guys. And you know, it's easier to be yourself. These guys just get called up and they've been great and it's your teammates, it's your friends, you know, it's not somebody that it's new. And if they are, you know, it's easy to just be yourself here. We got a lot of great guys that come from everywhere and they respect each other. And like I said, we're all here for a goal, and it's to win a championship.
And I hope John Kenzie Noel is one of those guys who eventually helps make his way to the big league level. Do you watching him and you, him and you next to each other in that Akron lineup? That was certainly something that was scary to watch.
Yeah, man, he's super fun. He's one of my brothers. You know, we signed together. We've been together a lot. So, God willing, he's definitely gonna be up there.
I certainly hope so. And, you know, speaking of the power that both of you guys provide at the plate, we certainly know about the power that you provide. People rave about that left and right. What's kind of that next step in your mind that you need to take to really carve out a role here at the big league level?
Just be consistent, stay healthy, play baseball like I always do, play hard, you know, let them trust me and just play hard and have fun. At the end of the day, it's a grown man sport, but kids play it, you know.
Yep.
So, just have fun, go out there and compete, don't take any at-bats off, and hustle hard like Jose Ramirez does, you know, running the bases.
Certainly, certainly. So, George, last one here for you, man. If you could maybe just pick out one thing in particular that you really want to focus on and improve on this spring as you get ready for the 2023 campaign.
I feel like everything overall,
okay.
just staying consistent, like I said before, staying consistent with my work ethic and believing in the process. You know, whenever the time's right, they'll know. I'm just going to be ready for it.
There you go. Well, George, thank you very much for the time, man. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you here in 2023. Excited to see what the season has in store for you.
Thank you so much for having me.